This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Masks and everything else in between, and oh, those fires in the West, absolutely out of control. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, and wherever you are, be glad if you are not in the middle of these fires. The rescues are absolutely spectacular because so many have been saved when there was no way out. Unprecedented, devastating, orange skies. Looking at San Francisco and the historic, iconic Golden Gate Bridge that you could barely see, not because of fog, but because of smoke and that orangeness that hung around in the sky. In Oregon, 36 wildfires, the Diablo area in Northern California, the winds, the Santa Ana winds in the south, 2.2 million acres burned. Fresno's an inferno, 110 acres burned, plus 400 people have been rescued. 400 people, and the bravery that you just see when you have 4,000 firefighters up and down the coast trying to do whatever they can. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown described the catastrophic wildfire blazing through the large swaths of western Oregon on Wednesday as substantially destroying everything in their path. And some of these communities, so, so sad. There was a 13-year-old and his 71-year-old grandmother who died in a car. They were trying to escape. The boy's mother survived, but because the fire engulfed her and obviously that car, she's in critical condition. Can you imagine? And that's in Oregon. That's Jackson County. How sad is that? And then you look at the rest of California, between the two places and even the border in between. This is so fast moving. Some of the greatest risks are to the same areas we've seen in the past in Northern California. I mean, those plumes of smoke. You see Gavin Newsom saying, you know, we're doing what we can. We put this bear fire. It started in a remote area of Northern California, and it rapidly ate 25 miles of timber through Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. So evacuation warnings, evacuating Paradise, California. Remember, that was a place of the 2018 wildfire where so many people were killed. It was devastating, and here we go again. So the U.S. Forest Service is taking a very rare step. They hardly ever do this. They're temporarily closing all national forests in California. It's just too dangerous. The high fire danger, the ongoing fires, I mean, the absolute worst. In fact, many are saying, scientists are saying, when we use the word unprecedented and historic and, you know, every other word you can possibly think of to throw out there, they say it's the biggest wildfire outbreak in the U.S. since at least 1910. And that's according to the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho. Saying, just you look at the geographic footprint of this between California, Oregon, and, oh, yeah, Washington, and the West is simply on fire. I bounce back and forth here between all these places in the West. You look at Medford, Oregon, such a large, large fire there. The damage, significant. They're worried about fatalities. People are waiting for another shoe to drop because it's that hard. They have communities, Blue River, Phoenix, Talent, Detroit, massively destroyed. Hundreds of homes lost. They started that partial evac in Medford And that happened Tuesday into Wednesday morning because more of these fires bubbled up. So this is the kind of stuff that's happening. And the strong, dry offshore winds cause extreme fire behavior. So it kind of produces, as it was described to me once in a situation that was similar but contained, that it's kind of like a mushroom cloud, like plumes of smoke. So these plumes of smoke reach 40,000 feet in height. I mean, that's impossible when you think of the vortexes that would create. How can firefighters contain that kind of an advancing fire? They can't. It's impossible. Impossible, but our hats go off to them, a tip of the cap, because they are doing things that are incredible to try to save lives. I mean, that's it. Lives first, then worry about everything else when you look at an apocalyptic-like fire everywhere. And this is how evacuees describe it. When all you see is orange in front of your face and then haze on top of it and you can barely drive, you know just how bad it is. And trees falling, power lines going out, people racing around trying to do what they can. Even some in some small communities forming these fire brigades where they're trying to help each other because they realize there's only so much crews can do and they can only cover so much territory. And I've said this before, but a lot of this because of lightning strikes. Not all of it, but some of it was lightning strikes. While that's happening, coronavirus deaths in the U.S., 191,000 cases, 6.38 million. In the world, because we got people listening to us all over the place, 898,000 deaths. We feel you. We're all in this together, no matter what language you speak or where you hail from. And total cases, 27.6 million. I want to see this recovery number shoot up, but I'm glad to say it is 18.6 million. So at least there is that. And, you know, it just depends on where we're talking about. We keep saying the same thing over and over again, but it moves. It moves. It jumps because of people not paying attention. And I'll say it again. I mean, it's obvious because we keep seeing this reoccurring theme. So it's not a secret. There's no cover-up. There's nothing, I think, particularly political about it. If you have hundreds of people jammed into one place and no one's wearing a mask and they're not social distancing and they come from other parts of the country, well, yeah, there's a chance they could become a super spreader. You don't have to have a master's degree in whatever to be able to surmise that that is exactly what has happened in so many cases. And shame on those people, because you're messing with the rest of us. You're messing with our pocketbooks, our wallets. You know, you look at this scary statistic, and I believe this statistic. This is from Harvard, from the T.H. Chan School of Public Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. They did a survey to clear up, okay, what are we looking at financially? And at least half of all households in, like, 53% in New York City, in big urban areas, 56% in L.A., 50% in Chicago, 63% in Houston are facing serious financial problems. So we're not saying it's tight. We're saying depleted savings, can't pay credit card bills, can't afford medical bills. So, so sad. That's why you social distance, people. That's why you do it. Coming up, Row in New Orleans. Do you have a she shed, Kate? And why are we seeing so many go up in my hood? I'll answer that when we head to the mailroom.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
All right. We don't even have to dig in the mailbag. Thanks to all of you. We are flooded with mail. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So easy to remember. So Ro asked about whether I had a she shed or not. I'd have to build it myself. The Hubs is not good at any do-it-yourself stuff. He's just not. He's amazing, but this is not his area. He says that I should have married somebody with a tool belt because there's always these projects. And if you go and get a shed, you know, the kind of shed that you can actually work out of, they can, you know, they get pretty pricey. Entry level for a shed that you're using, meaning you're not just throwing stuff in it, so you're going to use it as an office, it's about $10,000, right? The average cost to build onto your home, $21,000 up to $70,000. But there are people doing it. I mean, it's exploded all over the place. So if you look at what companies are saying, and I just saw something in the USA Today even about it. So Rose's question was very timely. Maybe she read that and that's made her think about it. So no, I actually have a studio / office, and I don't have a need for that. And then I would look at the space, although, you know what? It's funny, the question made me think about this. Both of my neighbors, one to behind me and to the left and one behind me and to the right, they're building sheds. One's almost done, the other one, they're constantly hammering it. So maybe they're doing a souped up one, I have no idea. But it makes me think, oh yeah, they're doing a shed for work. I don't think this is just slap some tools in there. I don't really get that impression. So there's a place called Modern Shed, and they say they had a 400% rise in interest in sheds in the summer. A 50% rise in the summer is typical. So 400 Oh, that's pretty good. That's a business that's doing well. And there's all kinds of shed companies that are saying the same thing, that there is a huge spike. And most of them started in March and then got more inquiries, more people actually buying as the pandemic continued to go on. So that has really exploded. And some of these sheds, they have electrical outlets, they have mini splits for AC and heating, and the turnaround time for sheds, if somebody builds it, could be 4 to 6 weeks, maybe even sooner. And the do-it-yourself route, if you're good at that, oh, that could be, I mean, that could be great, because you probably could save a ton of moolah. I know if you go to IKEA and you could get office furniture from there, but here's the thing, too. If you're going to do the electrical wires, you'd have to dig a trench, I would assume, where, depending on the backyard, there would be, I mean, this would take some serious work. There just would be things you'd have to do to make it happen. But it's a brilliant idea when people are on top of each other to build one of these sheds. If you have the space for it, you can do it, or you can hire someone and you know someone that can give you a good rate, I guess, or if money's no problem, well then have at it. So, Ro, the answer to your question, no, I don't have a she shed. But now you made me kind of like, do I need one? Do I need a she shed? I need a woe man cave. That's what I need. So I can watch games. Hey, by the way, football is here on Thursday. The Chiefs take on the Houston Texans, and I don't know if that's going to be our game of the week, but it kicks off the NFL season, so we will do Nail the Score. I know I just sprung this on you at the last second, so I'm not expecting the phone lines to blow up, but once I announce what the game of the week is, you can always hit me up at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. You pick a team, you don't have to know anything about football, and you give me a guess. Who's going to win, and what's the final score going to be? All right, this one is from Robin, and Robin says, Kate, I hear you describe the snap, crackle, pop in the West, and it scares me to death. I have family in Oregon. I have family in Washington. And believe it or not, I have family all over California. Luckily, knock on wood, they're all safe. But looking at what this fire has done so far, it is incredibly, incredibly scary and very, very sad. And especially the people that got trapped. And thank goodness there are those brave firefighters who have rescued lots and lots of people who were simply taking a long holiday and were in the middle of the woods and found out, as you described in your show, that they had no way out. Yeah, that happened in Fresno. That happened in Mammoth. They had a problem there. They had a problem in Northern California in one of the areas, because all of a sudden you look around and there's no escape hatch. I mean, there's nothing. There's nowhere that you could possibly run to, drive to, whatever. There's just absolutely no way. All right, how about this? This is sad, and this is from Ellen, and I'm glad she brought this up. I would have talked about it, I think, in the show for sure, but Ellen says, Kate, you know, you hear about training accidents and sad things that happen. I guess we take it all for granted, and these small planes that crash, but I just saw a story about three National Guard members who died in a crash. Do you know any more details? I think it was in Tennessee. Yeah, I read that earlier this evening. So they were on a single-engine Piper PA-28 is the official name of the plane. It crashed in the morning just before noon, and it was in McMinnville. So, you know, you had a captain on board who was 37, and there was another lieutenant colonel, 45, and another guy, 53. I mean, I'll say their names, Lieutenant Colonel Shelley Dawn Huther, and then there was Captain Jessica Naomi Wright. She was the 37-year-old, and the 53-year-old Scott Bumpus from Murfreesboro. Boy, I've been there. I spent some time there. And they were part of a intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance group. So, of course, when this happens, what happens? The FAA goes out. They have to find out the circumstances and explore what happened and who was flying the plane. And, I mean, obviously, it's very sad when a plane goes down and they were working together and who knows what they were headed off to, you know, to do. Okay, let's move to this one. This one is from Harold. Harold, we haven't heard from Harold in a long time. Kate, Jeff Bezos, you're right, is the king of the world. Boy, he's controlling everything. And when people are looking for jobs, he does have jobs. Every time I look right or left, they're talking about hiring people for different roles, and I think even tech roles, not necessarily all in the warehouse. Yeah, your timing with that mail is right on, because it's like 33,000 workers, and it is for technology positions. So, and the average pay, by the way, $150,000. So these are pretty decent jobs. They need them. I mean, they can't keep up with it. They're the behemoth. They're the online behemoth. They cannot keep up. And you figure, we're coming up to the holiday shopping season. So what's going to happen? I mean, what's going to happen there? You got people getting groceries, supplies, ordering everything you can imagine online because of the coronavirus. The demand is so high. They're struggling to deliver items as fast as they normally do. And they were hiring people to pack and ship orders in the warehouses, and they've just seen it soar. They're not the only company, by the way, seeing that kind of thing soar. And in the meantime, now with holidays coming up, they have to figure out some of these things that they're working on, and their tech jobs and the corporate jobs are in their offices that are around the country. So their hometown is Seattle, but they're in Phoenix and New York and Denver and all of that. And they have to have more planning and more of that. So I guess what they're doing is, this is interesting, because virtually, how do you find people to fill in these spots? How do you hold a career fair? Because that's what you would really do. And they're doing it online. So somebody talks to a recruiter, and that's what happens. They look at resumes, I guess, and then they go through, and that's the interview. Boy, that changes the game. So there's no it's not really in person. And how times have changed, because I saw this really wild statistic. The king of the world, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, they had a career fair last year. 17,000 people showed up, and they got more than 200,000 applications. Do you know how many jobs they had? 30,000. But now their workforce, over 1 million worldwide. 1 million. Coming up, odds and ends. We are stimulating the Aussies with our money. What is happening to our stimulus plans here in the U.S.? We want our money back, Australia. That's coming up.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new book out due on the 15th of the month from Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward.
It's just another political hit job.
President Trump is defending himself after the book revealed he spoke privately about the severity of the coronavirus while downplaying it to the public. Woodward writes, the president said in February that the virus was more deadly than the flu, but publicly he said the virus was no worse than the flu. Woodward says in March, the president told him he deliberately played down the threat to avoid a panic. Reporters questioned the president on why he didn't come clean. He said,
"The last thing we can show is panic or excitement or fear."
Democratic opponent Joe Biden says the president flatly lied to the public.
It was a life and death betrayal of the American people.
This is USA Radio News. Raging wildfires have destroyed 5 towns in Oregon. Governor Kate Brown says about 100 blazes fueled by high winds are burning in the state.
We expect to see a great deal of loss, both in structures and in human lives.
Lillian Luciano has more.
Washington State had its first reported fatality from a fire, and we're also learning that a 12-year-old boy and his grandmother were killed in a wildfire in northern Oregon. Near Portland, more than half of Clackamas County is under a level 3 evacuation. That means evacuate immediately. Do not delay.
In California, many large fires continue to burn. Fire crews are working on 28 complex fires. Governor Gavin Newsom says the weather has now changed in their favor.
The wind activity appears to be dying down, which is encouraging. And the rest of the week looks a little bit more favorable from a wind perspective and a weather perspective.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Call odds and ends. And also here at the top, a reminder, it's just the beginning of the football season. We'll see if we have a whole football season, but other sports seem to be doing it okay. And it's a little bit different. I wondered about the travel and, you know, when you're on the line, what that's like, because I have covered football and I've been there on the sidelines and I've seen what it's like, but forget all that. We've got Nail the Score. Nail the Score is coming up in our next segment. I know I just sprung it on you, but just keep it in mind because you can win some fabulous prizes. I'll pick the game of the week, and if you nail the score, all you have to do is pick a side and tell us what you think the score is going to be, and if you nail the score, you will win those fabulous prizes. Okay, so what's going on with the Australians and the fact we're stimulating them? Not by our witty literary offerings, or, and maybe we are, and not by what we're offering cinematically speaking, but with checks. Hundreds of people have cashed U.S. stimulus checks at Australian banks in the last couple of months. What's up with that? And some are like kind of puzzled by these payments. They didn't think they were eligible for them. And one of the Australians claimed to have gotten such an erroneous check that they thought it was part of a fraud scheme. Like, went to the bank to see if it was real, and it was real. And they both got, he and his wife got $1,200 each. Neither of them are U.S. residents. They don't hold U.S. citizenships. They wouldn't be eligible. Except for, there is this one thing. This is a 73-year-old Manfred Baron Redder, and he briefly worked in the U.S. in the 1960s. So here's the thing. He gets a small pension from that tiny period of employment, But that's why he would show up. Boy, so much for checking the rolls. And then you have other people that in the U.S. who got stiffed, who should have gotten checks, and they didn't get them. Now they're talking about the second round of stimulus, maybe or maybe not. And some people haven't even gotten the first round. And in Australia, they're getting checks. They're getting checks. So thousands of foreigners who used to temporarily work, that's the way I'm viewing this, in the United States accidentally got stimulus checks. So then what happens? Now, you get this accidental check, you go to the bank, you cash the checks. What does that mean? Are they going to have problems getting into the U.S.? Do they have to pay it back? And it's probably, I mean, it's not necessarily a lot of money, but I don't know what, how many are getting the checks. The banks, it was a big enough story that they exploded the story everywhere. None of the banks that were asked about it could say how many checks were cashed by Australians that are not eligible, most likely, for U.S. government payments versus checks cashed by U.S. citizens living abroad and fulfilling the criteria. And, of course, the IRS is not responding to this. They're not responding to it. They're not going to ask you. You know, they're not going to tell you anything. I made the obligatory call, but I, of course, did not hear back. And I'm not shocked by that. I think that was pretty much everybody's luck with the IRS when they were trying to figure this out. Wow. I think that's just a crazy, crazy story. Crazy. All right, let's move on to something else. Because believe it or not, I mean, the West is on fire. We've already talked about the 2.2 million acres in California that have just gone up in smoke. And these are historic numbers and wildfires and the sad views we're seeing from the flames in Oregon and in Washington, too. The other thing getting a lot of buzz is because these are political times. We're close to a presidential election. We have on in America, we've got presidential debates coming up. One VP debate, but September 29th, October 15th, October 22nd, presidential debates. Trump, the current president, and Joe Biden, who wants to be president. So now I think it's all about timing and some lots of things are coming out, some of them true, some of them not, some of them questionable. You know, I think you decide for yourself. The best advice that I would give anyone if they're trying to dig deeper is to do the research, and you don't have to do a lot of research. So ask questions. Bob Woodward. President Trump told journalist Bob Woodward that he knew the coronavirus was deadly and contagious more than the flu, while he was downplaying the dangers to the public. That's according to Woodward's new book called Rage. Woodward says, and has some audio, he's got audio interviews, that I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down because I don't want to create a panic. Well, that kind of explains that more. He's saying, well, I don't want to create a panic. And then you've got people pulling that apart, too. So I'd be curious to see what else is in the book. And a lot of it has to do with the virus and getting it under control and what's happened. Now, the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, of course, was just bombarded with questions about this because the big political story is Woodward has a book. Woodward has a book. And he's saying the president downplayed it and knew this and knew that and all that other sort of stuff. And so people were screaming questions at her. And she said, look, this president, at a time when you're facing insurmountable challenges, it's important to express confidence. It's important to express calm. And she said the president's never lied to the American public on COVID. The president was expressing calm, and his actions reflect that. So there's going to be a lot of Bob Woodward on the tube, lots of interviews there, and most of it is going to center around the virus. It's absolutely, because that's a big piece of this, the whole thing, Rage. There are other parts to it, but so much of it is about that. So when does it drop? September 15th. September 15th. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, was asked about the revelations in Woodward's book that Trump is responsible for deaths because of his downplaying to the public. She said what he, quote, what he said about the virus early on, he understood better than he let on when he was calling it a hoax. His delay, distortion, and denial about the threat is responsible for many of the deaths and infections that we have today. Guarantee the Sunday Swirl, which is the political talking heads that you see on the Sunday morning talk shows, is going to be all about this. Some on the wildfires, some little bit on the pandemic, but I think most of it will center around the politics of the day and a presidential election that is getting closer and closer, and this Woodward book, and is it true, and what do we know, and all of that. All of that will play into it, for sure. Absolutely. All right, in the meantime, with odds and ends, it's interesting. We've got Halloween coming up, and you've got, I mean, we're in a pandemic regardless. We are. We don't have the vaccine. There are people that are wrestling and questioning. Yes, they're weary of it. I get it. But in Los Angeles, the county health officials there had to walk back some of the Halloween rules after they issued orders that would have restricted trick-or-treating and other Halloween traditions because of the pandemic. So initially they said that trick-or-treating, haunted houses, and Halloween parades would be banned. Like, no, it's not happening. Because how do you maintain social distance? Wait, so no trick-or-treating, but we're definitely having the NFL. Anyway, the new guidelines stop short of saying, no, kids can't go to door-to-door to collect candy, but they're really trying to encourage online parties, I guess, meals at outdoor restaurants, outdoor museums with Halloween-themed art and decorating homes and yards. But, I mean, here's the bottom line. Halloween is about dressing up, acting a fool if you're an adult, but really for kids, and getting candy. You're on a candy grab. You're on a mission. I've been on that mission. I was on that mission with my little brother where I don't even know what we were thinking. We ripped up Cherry Hill. I don't think either one of us ever walked so fast because for some reason we were on a candy mission, which we donated most of the candy in the end because there's no way we could eat it. We would have had our whole mouth full of cavities. But that is a kid thing. That is a ritual. That's the thing. So that's the deal. Online, the kids are not going to like online, but what is the neighborhood like? What's happening? Are there more cases? Are there less cases? Everything is about what's happening in the area, I think. Well, that's why LA is saying that they're having problems. So they don't want to have, they don't want to deal with that. So they're trying to dissuade it, I guess, is the best way. That's the best way to do it. They're saying if we dissuade it, maybe it doesn't happen. Guarantee they will not be talking about Halloween candy, the talking heads, politically speaking, on Sunday, just so you know. That's up to you. That's up to you. All right, and just how bad is it to finish things off with odds and ends? Majority of young adults are now living with their parents. Are we shocked by this? No. In a first since the Great Depression, a majority of young adults live with their parents, according to the latest Pew Research Center poll. What are the findings? 52% of young adults 18 to 29 live with one or both parents. The number jumped from 47% in February, an increase of 2.6 million. Why? Because of the pandemic. All right, we're doing that football thing next. Nail the score. Jump on the lines, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Love the street.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, do you believe it? We're back here again. It's true. NFL, there is a season, no fans, but people are doing drafts, so the fantasy thing is happening. And there is football, so ready or not, here we go. It all kicks off on Thursday, the Texans and the Chiefs. I am curious as to what kind of season we're going to have. I keep getting asked it, and I've talked to people and from different franchises, and nobody knows. It's full steam ahead. That's all people are focused on in this role of playing these games, because I've also been asked about that. My years of covering sports and being involved in sports, and what did I think? And we live in unprecedented times, is what I think. I have a magic eight ball. And when I shake it and I ask it, will we have a whole football season? Will we have a vaccine? Are we going to have a president on November 3rd? Are we going to have to wait? What's going to happen, Magic 8 Ball? It always says, ask again later. So there's the answer to that. Let me give you the number. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. This is how it works. You don't have to even be into football. If you're into winning things and you like to take guesses and play games, this is for you. So I'm going to pick a game of the week. I already know what it is. And once I say it, then you can call up and tell me who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. And no score is too silly or ridiculous, because I'll say this about football. Sometimes it looks like it's a baseball game. Sometimes it's incredibly lopsided. There's no really wrong answers here. There's nothing ridiculous that you could say, except for that you got to pick one winner. And who is that winner. All right, in honor of Tom Brady, we're going to go to Gillette Stadium. No, we're not, because he's not at Gillette Stadium. Remember, he went to Tampa Bay. So I like this game. I think it'll be a fun one to watch. The Buccaneers are taking on the Saints in New Orleans, where all my Saints fans who keep asking me about who dat, what do I think is going to happen, who dat nation. I like New Orleans. They could have a sizzling hot year. And New Orleans is actually favored by 3.5 in this game. The over-under, 48 total points, is what the wise guys say coming out of Vegas. So Mercedes-Benz Superdome will be empty other than the players and personnel and a few others, but not fans. What do you think happens here? Saints win it, Buccaneers win it. Saints or Buccaneers? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or again, you can send me an email. You just pick a team and tell me the score. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. This is when we're going to do it each and every week, so just kind of get used to this time. I promise this is when we're going to do it, unless something comes up, but otherwise this will be the normal time. Ah, Pete didn't need a shed. We were talking about sheds earlier in the show, because he's got a bunker, so he comes out of the bunker to talk to us. Pete in Texas, how you be?
I've been watching people panic for 6 months.
Ugh. No kidding, right? It's a major panic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. 28-24 New Orleans.
Ooh, 28-24 New Orleans. I like that. That's good, because I think that number's right. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be fun to watch. Pete, thanks as always for calling and playing. We appreciate you. So 855-266-5283, I'm going to give you a guess, and of course I'm going to bug Nathan Reeder, who is our technical maestro, the genius, but when it comes to sports, I'm not so sure. Anyway, Nathan, I think I'll put you on the spot now before the phone lines get too hot. So what do you think's going to happen? Do you like the Saints, or do you like Tom Brady and his new team, the Buccaneers?
See, I think you are sure. I want some of that who dat. I just hung out with my New Orleans friend, and I always give props to my friend's teams since they're the closest tie I have to sports. And I mean, Xander doesn't even like that, but you know. We'll go with the New Orleans at, we'll make it just a hint higher, 31-24.
31-24. I love that reason why. That because of your buddy, you're going with New Orleans. Good for you. I love it. New Orleans is tough to go against in this one, and that's why I said I think the line is so good. So for me, when I look at the Saints, and of course one of my favorite stations we're on it in New Orleans, and so many of you send me your emails and thoughts and all that kind of stuff, I really think that Drew Brees, yeah, I was reading a thing where it said he's on borrowed time. Get out of here, borrowed time. 41 years old, and look at the quarterback across from him. And he may, if they get to the Super Bowl and they win it, why does he come back? Probably not. But that's so far down the road. I think he's still got his chops, meaning he can still throw some of those deep balls. He's got the right kind of receivers around him. I'm going to say that the Saints win this, too. I think sorry for fans of Tom Brady, but I think the Saints win it, and I actually think the final score is going to be, I think it's going to be 38-24. So we've got this thing surrounded. I think you're going to see some big plays from some of these Saints sure handsmans, you know, people that are on my fantasy team. Yeah. And they get the running room. I think you're going to see that too as well. But like I said, I can look in the Magic 8-Ball. What will Montgomery do? What will Latavius Murray? What will happen with Latavius Murray? And you know, I don't know for sure. I just know what I'm looking at, right? That's what I know. I'm looking at what I think is a really good team, and sure, they're dealing with some injuries, a few injuries, but not key injuries. I mean, they got a couple questionable guys, and that's it. So I look for the Saints to come in first in the NFC South. I'll remind everyone again, because, like I said, I sprung this on you, but if you throw me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, I'll make sure that that I get you in. Usually we have four or five people that do it that way. So if rest assured, if you're panicking and hearing me like, whoa, this is a curveball, I had no idea this was happening tonight, don't worry about it. I'll make sure that I get you in. I promise I'll get you in. All right, a couple of side quick notes about the football season. How about this? I have to mention this because, you know, people that hate sports always talk about this, but people always talk about big contracts in general. So corner Jalen Ramsey agreed to a 5-year, $105 million contract. Yeah, he's the first defensive back in NFL history to sign a deal over $100 million and $71.2 million at signing. That's crazy. That is the largest guarantee to a defensive back. And think of the pounding that they take. And you have to go to, for annual salary value, that kind of thing, you have to go to Darrell Revis when he signed a 6-year contract in 2013 after being traded from the Jets to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that was $18.2 million a season. And guess what? He was released the following season. So there's always a gamble here, but Ramsey is an incredible player, and he is a 2-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He's the long-termer. Really, he's an all-pro and 3-time Pro Bowl selection guy. But he's a long-term guy on that defense. Because when you think of the other side, the other guy, is the 2-time Defensive Player of the Year. You got, what's his name? Aaron Donald. I knew I'd think of that. I watched too many of those games, Rams games, not to know that. So don't panic if you think, oh my gosh, I missed Nail the Score. I got a bunch of emails here. Big John, Newey. I'm going to get you all in, I promise you. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Big shout out to Mo Flam. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.